Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The buzzer went off, but the conversation never stops. This is Overtime with Jake Volnick. We are Sports Radio 92.3 The Fan.
Happy Friday, Cleveland. We have so much in store, and most importantly, not one, but two sports are back on a Friday. That's a good thing. We can all smile. Rookies heading over to training camp for the Browns. Guardians returning from an all-star break. How could you not be happy? And, I mean, at some point, the Cavs are going to play one more summer league game that I'm sure that 90% of the players that enter the game, nobody's going to actually care about, respectfully. But not many people are going to care about their production when it comes to the NBA. But that's okay, because two sports are back. It's Jake Volnick with the guys here. From 7 to 11, we got Dominic Clary running the board. We have, as you heard him on the 2020s, doing work behind the glass. James Bridges with us tonight. I felt weird. I always call you Dom Clary, and I called you Dominic Clary. It's not wrong in any way. It just felt odd.
You want to say my middle name, too, while you're at it? Jeez.
I don't think I know your middle name.
Keep you guessing. Keep you on your toes. Maybe we'll get it one day.
It's going to be Italian.
No.
No, really?
No.
Wow. Because your first name, technically, it's spelled Italian.
Yeah, it's spelled Italian. Italian vowels.
Yeah, and so, I don't know, it just felt odd. It wasn't really that weird. It didn't roll off the tongue. I got to and I was like, well, I can't go back
when
now.
People call me Dominic that aren't my parents or my family. It's like, what did I do to you, pal? Yeah, I feel like they're coming at me.
It felt more like a proper, like, traditional introduction for you. And then we don't need that. We're friends. We're all friends here.
Yeah, I feel like I was in trouble. I felt like you were mad at me.
Dominic!
Yeah. Dominic James! That's my middle name, James. That's typically the only time I hear Dominic, is when Dominic and then James follows after.
Why is that the thing that parents do? I'm not a parent. I couldn't tell you. Why is that the thing they do when they yell at their kids? Because it's the same thing for me. I get the classic, my middle name's Connor, and anytime I was in trouble, it was Jacob Connor.
Because, Jake, as the residential parent on the show, when we say your middle name, you know we mean business at that point. It means shut it down. You better give me your full attention, unless your world is going to get flipped upside down.
Yeah, that's actually pretty fitting. That's about the only time it got used. Until later in my life, as I grew up, my mom would just say, it was more of like I don't want to say disappointed, because it wasn't like a full-on disappointment, but it was like half disappointment of like, now why would you say that? And it was Jacob Connor. It's like, no, I mean, I'm old enough to just kind of brush off to the side on this one, and I'm just going to laugh about it. But, yeah, no, I mean, it was always, you knew you were in trouble when it got brought out. Doesn't feel like a great thing. So, Dom, I'm sorry for calling you by your full name. I guess that's the roundabout point I was getting
okay.
to.
Don't do it again.
Noted. I will say, we're going to get into the Browns coming up here in just a couple of minutes, but absolutely baffled by the fact that before the Guardians start here, how do you go on an All-Star break and then come back, and the guy that just sent to the All-Star game is out of the lineup for their first game. Like, this is very, very clear to me. It's like, if you're going to need a day's rest, and in case you're wondering, it's Stephen Kwan. Stephen Kwan out of the lineup today. I know that Chris Ausenheimer, and I'm sure a couple of other people had reported, he had injections put into his wrist for something he was dealing with and is out tonight. But if you're going to need, like, wrist injections and it was really going to bother you, we probably could have just, like, skipped the All-Star game, right? Like, we're still trying to do something here. If you were, like, out of the weeds, if you're the White Sox, I'd be like, no, by all means. Shane Smith, even though you almost killed Eugenio Suarez, no, you go play. Like, there's nothing. If you got to miss a couple of games after the All-Star break, well, we're going to be, I don't want to say fine, we're going to be the exact same thing we were. But if I'm the Guardians, who we face five straight teams with a sub-500 record coming out of this break, it's like, no, we need to win these. We're sub-500 right now, and I would assume this team still acts as if, though, they have a chance to compete. And it's like, I kind of need you in the lineup. Like, that's why Jose didn't go out there and play, because he was like, I need to rest up. I need the break. I need to make sure that I can be in the lineup for the team. And we're all like, ah, yes, applaud Jose. This is great. And then Kwan's like, no, I'm going to go play. I'm going to go play. By the way, I can't play tonight. I needed you for this. I didn't need you to hit a 54-mile-an-hour single to tie the All-Star game. That was no good, and it was no good to my bets, but that's a side point. But it was no good. I didn't need you to do that. I don't understand it. Don't understand why that is a thing right now. Just, I feel like it's pretty just clear and cut. If you're going to need time off, then take the time off during the thing that's actually labeled as a break. He got named an All-Star. Doesn't change. I get it's like a big moment to play in the game, but nobody's looking at Jose going, can't believe he didn't play. Can't believe it. Unreal. Like, yeah, it's not great. We hate it because we'd love to see him represent the team, but you also totally understand it. I don't know. Not a fan, but that's just where it's at. Again, I do want to talk Browns with you guys, and of course, as always, you can chime in 216-474-0092 throughout the show. But I just had this sort of thought rolling through my head as we hear more and more about the way that the quarterback competition is developing. We hear more and more opinions, which we'll get to a little bit later on in the show. Nathan Zagura had something to say of the Browns Radio Network about the quarterback competition, the way that he sees it. And of course, I think a lot of us run with the assumption right now that it's going to be, hey, Joe Flacco probably wins the job, and then you turn to somebody else down the line, like maybe 6-7 weeks in, probably where you start to turn the page and go, maybe the next guy if you're not winning football games. I just don't know that I can look at it and say, I believe that Clevelanders are going to look at whoever starts the season and go, that guy has the true runway to go win the job for us. I feel that way. If you were to put Joe Flacco in there, if you were to win games with Joe Flacco, the fan base would be fully behind him, and I have no doubt about that. I think if somehow, someway, Shador won the job, week one, went out there and started, I think that, at least to start, people would be like, give him the runway. Like, let him, if he struggles, that's okay. We want to see a potential franchise quarterback, and we're behind that, and Shador's that guy for us. I feel, though, that if you put Kenny Pickett or Dylan Gabriel, that the fan base is going to react in a way that is going to be very dramatic very quickly. And it's going to be, yeah, sure, that guy's a starter. Let's take off and run with it. But then once he gets there, people are going to, oh, well, he's not playing. Well, get him out of there, and we're going to be 3 weeks in. Where I don't think you would do that. Joe played three bad games. I think you'd be like, man, this stinks, but you know, if Shador's not ready, I don't want to turn to Kenny. But if it was Kenny, you'd be like, okay, we can turn it to Joe. These three games have been awful. And I feel like that's the way that it would be, specifically for Kenny Pickett. I don't know if it would be that way for Dylan. I get the feeling, though, as if it would. And it's odd, because we all sit here and we run with what feels like the possibility of any quarterback, and we're open to any quarterback winning the job. Whether they get all of us are, I don't know, you know, supporting that and it being real, but I think everybody is also understanding of the fact that, yeah, that's a real possibility, and we understand that that can happen, and that we live in reality, and that's a thing. Like, I understand that Kenny Pickett can go win the job and start week one. I understand that somehow, some way, if Dylan Gabriel played really well here in training camp, he could go win the job week one. But I don't get the sense that you'd actually be able to support it in an open-minded way. it's not necessarily a knock. Like, I get it. I mean, I feel as if, though, I'd be open to giving almost an open runway. If you are going to say week one, this guy wins the job, I'm saying hand him at least the first six games. And I get it. Like, that's a tough part of the schedule. But I feel like you have to allow him to earn his spot through those first six games, where I feel like Browns fans would be calling for heads much, much quicker than that. Again, unless it's Joe. I get a similar feeling, honestly, even if it is Shador. Like I said, I feel like if you put Shador in there, you'd be like, oh, give him the runway. Give him the runway before the season started. I think if you got three bad games in a row out of Shador, which, by the way, you'd be facing the Bengals, which would be his first NFL start, but more than likely a god-awful bottom of the NFL type of defense. But then you followed up by going to play the Ravens, which, okay, I mean, that's, you're asking for an awful big ask for a rookie quarterback to play well, and you transition that into playing the Packers, again, another solid defense, and just a solid playoff caliber team either way. I feel like fans would turn very quickly, knowing, I don't know what this rookie quarterback brings, whether it's Shador or Dylan. I can't say what they bring at an NFL level, but right now, they're proving to me it's not much, and I need somebody that can prove to me it's something. And I feel like very quickly, people get off of the idea of having that guy actually be able to be something, and quickly are going to change their minds. And I think it just gets shorter depending on the likability you have to the quarterback, which, by the way, in theory should not be the case. If the Browns are telling you this is a four-man quarterback competition, they're telling you that there's four quarterbacks that legitimately one of them could be better than the other one. Now, the two rookies, almost, I don't know that they get excluded from that, but yes, like, we don't know what they are. So it's kind of a, if these guys go and win it, I think it's still a surprise. And you're not saying that Shador walks into the building or Dylan walks into the building as good as Joe Flacco. But I think they are telling you that their thought process is Kenny Pickett could easily be as good as Joe Flacco in their eyes. That's the way you have to view it. If it's a competition, that's the way that it goes down, that Kenny could win the job and that he has a legitimate comparison to the type of play that Joe would put out. But I don't think if fans are going to view it that way, I get the mass feeling that fans are looking at this going, Joe gets a long runway, then it would be Shador, and then it's some combination of either Dylan or Kenny. And it has nothing to do with football ability and only to do with how much do I like the guy that they're putting out there? How much do I personally have the trust on him before I'm willing to give up on him right away? And it's human nature. I think that's the way that a lot of us sort of put it out there. It's the natural reaction thing to do. I also don't think that it is either fair, which a lot of things in football aren't, but probably the correct way to go about things. Like, if they're going to open a runway to a starter, I feel that runway should be the same for any of the four quarterbacks you put out there. If you're saying Joe gets six games to prove himself, well, you better be saying that I think Kenny gets six games to prove himself, or either of the rookies get six games to prove themselves. I just get the sneaking suspicion that none of Cleveland would actually be willing to do that. I also think that there's a good chance the leash for the two rookies probably ends up being different in a lot of people's minds. Again, that you probably give Shador a longer rope than you'd be willing to give Dylan Gabriel. 216-474-0092. Will you give all four quarterbacks the same runway to prove themselves if they were the starter in week one? Plenty of good stuff coming up for you guys tonight. We have the Station Buzz coming your way, as it always is, at 740. We'll get a grip at 9 o'clock. Guardians in action against the Cityless A's. We'll react to them when they wrap up. We'll bring in James Bridges later on for Change Your Mind in the 10 o'clock hour. But right now, I'm asking you guys at 216-474-0092, will you give all four quarterbacks the same runway to prove themselves? You can also get me on X at VolnickJake, V-U-L-I-N-E-C, Jake. So you can do our social media reactions, powered by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Your guys' calls coming up on this and more around the Browns quarterback in 5 minutes on Overtime with Jake Volnick. With the guys here until 11 on The Fan. In fairness, if the guy wins the job, he should probably have the longest runway of any of them. But I don't think it should matter which guy wins the job in changing that runway based on who it is. And then the runway should almost be set up. It's like,
if you think it should be six games out of the gate, whatever quarterback wins, they get six games out of the gate. Every guy after that, you could say maybe four to at least entice us, and then we'll operate on a game-to-game basis, right? Like, that's somewhere in the range of where I'm at. But I think I do land. Like, if they go to Kenny Pickett, I'll probably trust Kenny Pickett week one the same way I would trust Joe Flacco, or maybe not trust is the right word, but I would at least give him the opportunity to prove himself the same way that I'd give Joe a chance to prove himself that he can be a winning quarterback even at age 40. And to me, that's the proper way to do it. But again, I want you guys to jump in on it. 216-474-0092. Let's go out to the phones. Cool Ray is in Bedford. What's going on, Cool Ray?
Hey, what's up, man? How y'all feeling today?
We're doing pretty good. I mean, it's a Friday. We got to be happy today, right?
Man, listen, I like y'all topic, but this is going to be a little stretched. Man, this is the worst quarterback situation in NFL history. Past, present, and I must say, I guarantee you the future. We will never see no team do this. This is not about who should be. This is Kenny Pickett has to be. First of all, the Browns have painted themselves into a corner that no team will ever do. If Kenny Pickett can't beat Joe Flacco out to be the starting quarterback, what does that say about him? And I'm going to speak as for the last quarterback on the depth chart, which is Shedeur Sanders. They cannot let Shedeur Sanders come in there and be the starting quarterback. That means they made a mistake with drafting two other quarterbacks. And then if you listen to the pundits, the starting quarterback for the Browns isn't even on the team anyway, which means that they wasted two draft picks by drafting two quarterbacks. So the Browns, and everybody in this town is acting like this is just normal. I don't trust this organization to get it right anyway, so it doesn't really matter. It's just like we just accepting what they're putting out there, and we know by looking at this division that we don't have a quarterback. We don't know what we have, but we're looking at we don't have an organization that seems to care enough about winning our division, let alone going to the playoff and winning a Super Bowl. That's what I'm not understanding. What we should be talking about is not about who's taking the snaps. It's that who's making decisions about getting the people, whether it be offensive linemen, tackles, linebackers, tight ends, or whatever we need to get us to the next, to jump, to take our division. I'm tired of being in the toilet bowl in this division.
And Corey, I mean, I agree with a couple of the points you made, by the way. Like, while I don't agree with everything, like, I think if you take these two quarterbacks and they don't play, like, I'm in a very similar camp of, if you don't even give these guys the opportunity to win the job and the pundits are right and you just go to 2026 and draft a guy anyway, then yeah, you burn two draft picks. I don't necessarily think, though, that by drafting the two guys, just because people are like, oh, the future of the quarterback's not here, that you just, that's fact, and you assume that, and you don't give these guys a chance to prove it. Like, we talked about Shedeur as a possible high pick.
So how do you determine if they are ready? Do you split the season with those guys and let Kenny Pickett and Joe Flacco come in and say, okay, once these two guys prove, and, you know, the first six games each, so 12 games, you give them six games, those two to see if they can handle it? Or do you, and then Kenny Pickett and Joe Flacco come and bring up the slack and then let the fans understand, like, oh, you know, it's the only way you can sell this. If those two guys come in and we see that they're trying to win the franchise quarterback position, and then Joe Flacco and Kenny Pickett come in to pick up the slack, and we see that these guys can't do it. But if you bring in Joe Flacco or Kenny Pickett first and these guys then trying to come in later into the season, that's not going to fly with the fans.
Yeah, so I think there's multiple things to it. And Corey, it's a really good call. I appreciate you chiming in. I think that it works in a vacuum to look at it that way. And if it was up to me, I would. I would have probably just started a rookie quarterback and I'd been like, all right, well, let's throw it to the fire. Let's just actually see what we have in these guys. Like, that is my desired route, but I live in reality. I know that's not what the Browns are going to do. Like, yeah, it would be great, but I think you also have to take into account, like, if the guy's not ready, you basically throw it out the window before you even give him a chance to go. Like, you basically shut down any chance he has of succeeding if he's not ready. Now, I think if one of these guys proves themselves and it's like, oh, you know, Shedeur might be ready to win football games and he feels pretty good right now, or even if it's the same for Dylan, you should probably start that guy. Like, that guy should win out over a veteran quarterback because it's what makes sense for your franchise. I just don't think that they're going to accept it, either of those guys proving it. And why it's the million-dollar question is because you ask the question, well, how do they prove it? Right? How do you actually go through and prove that they are or aren't the guy? And the only way to do that is to see it on the field and for them to actually do it, which the Browns taking four quarterbacks into the season, which is a legitimate possibility, almost ruins any chance of that. Even if it is, hey, we give Joe 6 weeks. Okay, well, there goes six of your 17 games. You now have 11 games to evaluate two quarterbacks. And if one of them is so far behind you, just look at him as a backup. Okay, well, then maybe you're only evaluating one quarterback, and you never thought one guy was going to be the future of the franchise, which with third and fifth round picks often is the case. But you had to think something. Like, something had to go through your mind that you're getting a guy that has a chance to actually be something and not just, well, this guy will probably make a nice backup and hopefully surprises us. You don't draft two of those guys. And if you do, yeah, I have a lot of questions on decision-making as the school, right? But I think that's sort of the difficulty we find ourselves in. It's like, okay, we can go to the rookie week one and say, you get six games, go prove yourself. It's what happens everything after. It's them actually proving that they can win the job. It's also where I can turn to Kenny and be like, it's almost a, I don't think it's a good dart throw, but it's a dart throw at finding your answer at quarterback. Even if you don't think it's going to work out, I think you do at some point have to look at Kenny Pickett and say, okay, well, you know, maybe he can be the answer. They brought him in for a reason. I don't think they took three backup quarterbacks on purpose, or you can make the argument for four. I mean, that's what Joe was last year, even to Anthony Richardson. Multiple times, by the way, not just to start the season where they were like, oh, you know, maybe we didn't mess up that bad. And then they went to Joe, but then they benched him again to bring back Anthony Richardson. Like, that's not a good situation. But you could have four backup quarterbacks. They can't view them that way, though.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Hey, that can't be your thought process. You didn't bring in Kenny to be a backup and then draft two quarterbacks thinking these are going to be backup guys. So you have to eventually give them a runway. And what I thought was really interesting earlier on today, Nathan Zagura sat down with Anthony and Jason Lloyd, who was filling in with Ken as he went through what were they? I think they were calling it an operation, is what Ken wanted to refer to, and I'll respect his wishes, an operation. They referred to it as the very specific thing this morning. And Well, so did Ken at some point. That's okay. But Aiden Ziegler was on earlier and threw out the possibility of a certain somebody winning the job.
I think you want to get him right. Still young, former first-round pick on his rookie deal. Potentially, could he be the guy down the road? You never know. But also, he's somebody that, let's say he has a very good year, that could net you a big-time compensatory pick if that ends up being the case. So my guess is he's going to get the first crack at it. I think Joe Flacco is here in the case that Kenny Pickett, you know, falls on his face and the rookies are not ready to go week one. And then obviously you can plug Joe Flacco in and we know what that looks like. And it's looked great with the Cleveland Browns. I really think that's going to be the goal, but I think you have to be so flexible. Because if Dylan Gabriel or Shedeur Sanders lights it up and is looking good, you need to give them more opportunities. You need to put them in situations where you can truly evaluate them.
And it's everything that we just said, but obviously the part that I wanted to focus on out of that was what Nathan said in the beginning. And basically setting it up, and let's keep in mind, Nathan works for the Browns, right? I'm not saying he's a decision maker. He's not Andrew Berry. He's not Kevin Stefanski, but he's as tied in as he could possibly be. And he's like, it feels like the plan is Kenny Pickett to start and Joe is your insurance policy. And by the way, what the Browns did this offseason would indicate that exact same thing. They could have signed Joe earlier on. I don't think Joe would have hesitated to come back to Cleveland. It's where he found most of his success since leaving the Ravens. He was stank, got to the Browns, was decent, and then in Indy last year was considered closer to stank than good again. Like, this is the part where it's remade. You hand Joe a contract. It's like, yeah, he's probably going to sign. They wasted no time going to get Kenny. So it would make sense that the direction that they head in their mind would be hand Kenny the job, see if he can do anything, and almost in a way treat him as if though he is a rookie. Which, by the way, might be the correct decision. They treat him as if he is the guy that can go win the job, and you give him that same runway and evaluate him almost as if you've never seen him play football before. Which, obviously, I get it, we have, and that's, I think, why a lot of people, obviously, he was in Cleveland, he was in Pittsburgh, he played in Cleveland a couple times, but he was in Pittsburgh, and that's a sour taste in people's mouth, and I think double when he doesn't play well in Pittsburgh, and it's like, so you're taking the trash heap off of your rival. That's not great. But they clearly think there's something there. And if you say Kenny was in a bad situation, which in Pittsburgh I truly think he was, the offense was not set up for him to succeed, you can go through and evaluate him. Like, I don't have faith in Kenny Pickett, but you do have to act as if, though, he is a quarterback that has a type of resurgence, a potential resurgence, like a Sam Darnold, like a Baker Mayfield. Those guys made second attempts at their career. And while I don't like a... you know, sort of retread quarterback, this reclamation project idea, it's certainly one that the rest of the NFL has bought into in some degree with Geno, with Sam, Baker, in a couple of instances across the league doing the exact same thing. And I think the Browns should, if they're going to bring him in and consider Kenny a piece that they are willing to use and willing to find as, well, maybe he can supplement the quarterback spot, well, then treat it as such. You should be looking at him the same way that you're viewing Shedeur and Dylan. Only, yeah, I know some of the limitations now of Kenny in the NFL. Let's see if he can overcome those and make it work in a system that should be fit for him. I also just don't know. Like, if this is the reality and Kenny is a week one starter, what are we looking at for expectations here? Like, I don't know what actually, and we've talked about this a little bit, but what changes your mind? They say Kenny Pickett's a good quarterback and give him a longer leash, right? If he plays a certain way in six games going, maybe he deserves a seventh. No, maybe let's see what he has going just a little bit further. Give him another chance and another chance until he either proves what most of Cleveland thinks is already correct, that guy's a trash quarterback and we can just toss him to the side and move on to the next. Or hold on, maybe we do have something here. I think it should be said that if Kenny goes out and they give Kenny the job, that's him winning the job over Joe Flacco. Whether that's strictly based off of talent or it's a fitness system, Stefanski likes him better, they picked him over Joe if he starts the season week one. I think that should probably flip things around and have you being like, oh, well, maybe Kenny can do something. Maybe he did go out and win this job. What I think most people are going to view it as is Joe Flacco just got the rug ripped out from under him, and he's being unfairly treated, which might be correct. But I think as fans searching for a quarterback, that's not the assumption we can roll with. you have to give guys a shot. So 216-474-0092. What would you expect from Kenny Pickett starting in week one? And I think you should probably treat him like a rookie. We'll get to a little bit more of it coming up here in 5 minutes, as well as the station buzz. Again, 216-474-0092. It's coming your way in 5 minutes on Overtime with Jake Volnick on The Fan. And to the point that we were talking about last segment, right? Like, Kenny Pickett, Nathan Zagura threw it out there that he thinks he's going to be the starter week one. I just think as if Joe kind of gets special treatment if he's out there in a way that you hand him six games, and I think you truly view it as, well, we might just be able to be competitive this year if Joe finds the same magic that he found in 2023. I also think to some degree, if it's Kenny, the way that Nathan says, I just feel like you should be viewing him as if though he's a rookie. I don't think that you can give him this sort of unfair treatment to be like, well, we know what Kenny Pickett has been in, and we've seen him for three games. For the love of God, get him out of here. Like, I think you got to let him roll through some of the bumps and bruises of the new offense if he goes out there week one and allow him that same six-game period. Again, it might be bad. I just don't think you can change starters that quick into the season. And I think that bringing four quarterbacks in is going to give people this sense of reality that that's what you can do and that's what you should do, is just start rolling through and cycling different guys, being like, well, we have these options. We have to get to them. Like, no, tell me who you have the most faith in. If you're the Browns, tell me who you have the most faith in and put that guy out there week one. He gets the longest leash. Everybody after that, up in the air. You could prove me right, you could prove me wrong, but you're going to have a lot less time to do it because you already told me you lost the battle out of the gate. But people are going to be more patient with rookies. They're going to give them a little bit more of a leeway to be bad and make mistakes. And, all right, well, they lost two games, but, you know, you don't want to give up on a guy who we haven't seen in the NFL after just two games, because that doesn't feel fair. I feel like it shouldn't feel fair for Kenny. That being said, I think week one Kenny's a lot different than week seven Kenny. If you go Joe week one through six, all right, let's turn to Kenny Pickett. Now we got a little bit more time to be snappy. Right? Because I think you do have to evaluate the rookie quarterbacks at some point, unless somebody else wins the job. If you say, well, he wasn't good enough to beat Joe, we'll bring him in now, and then he's stank for 3 to 4 games, it's like, okay, well, if you're just going to be stank now, like, we've already rolled through two quarterbacks.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium, unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Let's see who else we have here. Then it changes. But if you win the job, if you tell me you're the best quarterback on the roster, according to what the Browns say, think again, whoever that is, even if it's Kenny, you give that guy a little bit of leash. All right, without further ado, let's get to the most pressing things said by our station's guests today. Let's do it with the station buzz. All right, kicking things off. We'll go right back to him. Nathan Zagura of the Browns Radio Network on with Anthony and Jason Lloyd today, filling in for Ken on the morning show. And Nathan threw out and talked about T.J. Watt's extension with the Steelers and the impact that plays in the AFC North.
I mean, there were rumblings that he was so unhappy and that perhaps, I'd even heard, you know, people close to him thought he was going to be traded, that they were not going to find a resolution. So it felt like it just had to happen. Yeah, the Browns, they set the bar and forced people in their division to go up above it, and it's happened. And I'll tell you what, with the Bengals, with Trey Hendrickson, this deal, Miles, and then this one, coming off season where he led the NFL, and I think it makes it even harder to see that one getting done. This is a team that should be going pedal to the metal. Let's win the Super Bowl now, and it feels like they're not. And I think the Miles deal followed by T.J. Watt is going to make it almost impossible for them to get a Hendrickson deal done.
I think this is actually really interesting because I don't think it was the Browns' intention by paying Miles in any way to be like, we know Trey has to get paid. We know TJ has to get paid. If we can just get Miles under contract right now, well, then it's going to make it a lot harder on everybody else. But it did play out that way. Like TJ said, he wants more. We've already heard Trey basically tell people he wants to be the highest paid defensive end in the game, which would then have to put him above Miles and above TJ, who are already the highest paid non-quarterbacks. Like, you're going to have to just do something to climb here. And it does make it really difficult for the Bengals. And I think that's the thing that is really on the table. But I just don't think you were, like, targeting the Steelers in any way. It made their life more difficult. And it certainly makes it a little bit harder to build a team around the idea that, okay, now TJ's on an even bigger contract. But let's not give the Browns too much credit here, okay? They got Miles because they had no other choice. It was like, we convinced Miles to stay, or we go through an entire rebuild right now, and we have to pay him as if he's the highest paid non-quarterback in the NFL, and we had to do that. It just so happens that the dominoes are also falling into place that helps you out in division moving forward in 3 to 4 years. Being like, hey, we got a window here where the Steelers are going to have TJ, but they're going to have to be paying TJ the same way we're paying Miles. And it puts them basically head-to-head against each other. And if Trey gets somehow, some way, the Bengals actually reach into the pocketbook and find a way to pay the sacks leader from last year, well, it's going to be head-to-head-to-head. And you're going to be like, all right, well, one of these guys is going to prove that deal was more worth it than the other one. And I don't know that that leads to team success, but it'll be an interesting competition at least. More on the T.J. Watt deal. Bryant McFadden, former NFL corner as well with CBS Sports, was on with Nick and JP today on Afternoon Drive, and he was asked whether or not the Steelers are spending too much on the defensive side.
Compared to what we've seen in years past with the Pittsburgh Steelers, this is different, you know, in terms of the money that has been dispersed to the defensive side. But the most expensive side has been defensively for the Pittsburgh Steelers in years past. And now it's about trying to, you know, see the fruits of the labor, you know, on display. But this is a luxury the Pittsburgh Steelers have because you're only paying Aaron Rodgers around $10 million. So you have money to spend, and the big name player that they brought in were mostly defensively than anything. I personally would love to see the Pittsburgh Steelers make one more addition to the offensive side. Because a year ago, guys, I felt like the offense lacked playmakers, and it's kind of the same scenario, especially at the wide receiver position. Remember, a year ago, it was George Pickens and who? Didn't really know. Now, because of the trade with George Pickens, moving him to Dallas, it's kind of the same situation. It's DK Metcalf and who? I understand you brought in Jonnu Smith, but he plays the tight end position. You know, if you want to have success in the postseason play, you need to have playmakers, you know, that can definitely make things happen when they receive the football. And outside of DK Metcalf, they got to figure out who could be another playmaker at the wide receiver position.
Yeah, I don't know how I look at the way that the Steelers have built their roster. And by the way, you can draw a lot of questions about what the Browns have done. They at least address it in the draft this year. But how do you walk around the AFC North, and honestly, the AFC period, and just be like, yeah, no, this is fine. We're okay here. We're good. No worries. Like, if you're the Steelers, okay, well, you grabbed another 30-year-old tight end. So you have Pat Freiermuth, who I'm on record saying and will continue to say I think is a very good tight end, who I like a lot. Jonnu Smith is like, Pittsburgh feels like a desert wasteland for Jonnu Smith after last season. Like, I just feel like there's no way that they properly utilize him and Pat Freiermuth in the same offense. And it's, okay, you got DK, you drafted a running back, but you just feel a little slim. And moving forward, it feels like you're going to be a little slim on the offensive side while you continue to hand out defensive contracts. And an organization that almost feels like it's stuck in the way that they produced in the 80s, 90s, 2000s, almost into the 2010s. And then, okay, well, you eventually got to learn that the AFC, you need points on the board to actually be able to win football games in the AFC, no matter how great your defense is. Yeah, sorry to break it to you, but Patrick Mahomes is going to score anyway. Lamar, who's in your division, and Joe Burrow, who is in your division, are going to score anyway. It doesn't matter what you do. Those guys are continue to put points up on the board, and, well, in your defense, you think would be the counteractive point, but not in today's NFL. Certainly not. Last one here on the Browns, Daniel Oyafusi of ESPN on with Baskin and Phelps today, talking about Quinshon Judkins and the legal trouble he's in.
We do see situations where rookies are unsigned as their agents, the teams are, you know, disputing and going over certain clauses and different aspects of contract. That's normal. And especially this year where we see a lot of second round picks, we're trying to get more guaranteed money. But then you add the wrinkle of obviously this recent legal situation with him being charged with domestic violence just last week. It really does complicate things. And really, if you're the Browns, that you really aren't in a position to need to come to the negotiating table and start the deal. You really want to see how this legal situation plays out. So obviously, rookies have reported today, Quinshon Judkins, I mean, he's not able to report just because he's not under contract, and now it looks like this might play out a little bit as we look to see how his legal situation is resolved.
Yeah, I mean, if you're the Browns right now, there's a 0% chance that you're paying Quinshon Judkins. Like, and if you're Quinshon, you're thinking to yourself right now, man, I would have should have accepted that contract a lot earlier. Fully guaranteed, probably wouldn't have gotten it, but that would have been probably better than what I'm getting right now. I have no leverage. But yeah, if you're the Browns, you're letting this play out every way possible. It's okay, we're probably going to eventually, I mean, depending on how this plays out, but there's a good chance by the end of it you end up paying Quinshon. But until they work through the weeds of that and you figure out what really went down and you hear from both sides and they sort of judicially it gets figured out, I'm not rushing to get a contract on the table and be like, yeah, no, let's make sure that guy has money in his pocket and is a member of the Browns. Not before I have to. Because, again, you let these things play out. Last one, Joe Noga, Cleveland.com, covering the Guardians on today with Afternoon Drive. And report of four untouchable players who Joe Noga was surprised not to be on there and a surprise guy that could be dealt.
A little surprised that a guy like Kyle Manzaro isn't included in that list just because of what he could potentially, you know, develop into. But, you know, everybody else, yeah, I would say if you want to pick up the tab on a Tanner Bibee, sure, he's on the table. Like, that could be a play that a contending team might make.
Which is absolutely stunning to me because I don't think you make that claim of just being like, yeah, Tanner Bibee's on the table just to kind of make the claim. Like, and be like, oh, yeah, it's a possibility. Feels like a very just specific instance to throw out there. Like, that's your ace. Are you trying to tell me something? Are we trying to get into a little bit of maybe Tanner Bibee talks are out there? Because I imagine they would be. He's a young player under contract who, yeah, he hasn't been great this year. But if you're an organization, you're like, I could just buy low on him. If I thought he was more of what he was last year and that's reality and he just hasn't found himself this year, I'll buy low on him.
Also, if you have an older rotation, want to add a piece, build around him maybe? Could be a good option for you. Maybe your third guy. He'd be one of the best third guys in the league.
Oh, by far. And by the way, the contract's cheap. Like, they signed it to him after his rookie deal. He signed a relatively cheap contract to say, hey, I'm going to make sure I get paid here. Yeah, you'd be real, real upset if they traded Tanner Bibee. I'll tell you that much.
You could get a real desperate team to give you a lot more than they should.
Yeah, I could also end up with losing my ace. And if Gavin Williams doesn't end up being an ace, then I don't have one.
I'd say don't trade him unless unless you get a real nice deal.
I just don't understand how, like, hey, Class A's off the table, but come get my young starting pitcher who I just paid. Doesn't make a lot of sense to me. We'll probably talk about it later. After the Guardians wrap up, when we end up talking a lot of Guardians at some point later on in the show. But that'll do it for the Station Buzz. When we come on back, we'll talk some NBA. You might not know that you wanted it, but it secretly might be the thing that you're dying for. In 5 minutes on Overtime with Jake Volnick on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.